Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to 13 Nights of Macabre, a limited storytelling series presented by Macabre Mondays. This October, we're telling one story across 13 haunted nights. Tonight is night two of Threshold. Let's begin.
Chapter 2, Frames.
Sunshine.
The voice is soft, like someone humming through a cracked door. Too kind, too familiar. I freeze. My breath fogs the air in front of me, even though the hallway isn't cold. When I finally exhale, it feels like the house exhales with me.
Who's there?
No answer. Just the hum of the light above, the faint creak of boards settling, and something that almost sounds like breathing behind the walls. I should leave, walk out, call the realtor, blame it on bad wiring, or wind through the vents, but curiosity always has a sweeter voice than fear. I click my recorder on. Timestamp 10:03 p.m. Possible vent draft near red door. Audio anomaly, voice said, my nickname. Saying it out loud makes it sound ridiculous, but hearing sunshine inside this place, it's like someone reached into the softest part of my memory and turned it against me. That was my mom's name for me. She used to say I brought light into rooms that forgot what it felt like. She also used to say that sometimes, the brightest light just attracts the darkest things. I push the thought away and keep walking. The hallway feels longer now, stretched. Every frame on the wall seems straighter than before, like the house appreciated me tidying up earlier. Gratitude from a structure? Sure, why not? Halfway to the entry, I stop. A frame is missing. The nail and dust outline remain, but the picture itself is gone. I look down. It's lying face down on the runner. The corner is damp and warped, like someone held it too tight for too long. When I turn it over, I forget how to breathe. It's me. Same jacket, same tote bag, same pen light in hand, standing in front of the red door. Only I haven't sent anyone photos, haven't stopped to pose, haven't... I lift the phone's beam closer. My reflection inside the glass doesn't match my movements. It's a half a second behind, like I'm watching myself on delay. A low, irrational panic starts at the base of my skull and creeps forward.
This isn't funny,
I whisper, because that's what people say when they need the world to act normal again. Something rolls across the floor behind me. A marble or a bead, it stops against the baseboard. I swing the light toward it. The beam catches the frames one by one, every single one now tilted again, just enough that their glass flashes back at me like blinking eyes.
Okay,
I whisper, forcing calm.
We are done for tonight.
I hang the fallen portrait back. The nail squeaks like a tiny voice. I make it to the front door. The key slides in, but when I turn it, it stops hard. Locked from the inside. I twist again. Metal groans, won't move. Then, from the hall, another. Then 11 more. Thirteen taps in total. Slow,
measured, like the house counting itself awake. I release the key. The silence afterward feels heavier, almost satisfied. When I turn around, every frame along the hall now faces inward, toward the red door at the end, all but one. The photo of me, that one, faces out. My reflection inside, it raises its hand first. I don't. It presses its palm flat against the glass. The surface fogs, like it's breathing. I step closer, unable to help myself. When the fog clears, letters appear, drawn by something inside the frame. Rule 2, stay still when you're seen. The bulb overhead gives a violent pop, bursting light and glass. The hallway drowns in instant dark. Then, from the far end, a sound I shouldn't hear. The soft metallic click of a latch turning where no knob should exist.
Another night ends inside the Morrow House, but you can feel it, can't you? The door's still open. The house is still waiting. Tomorrow night, the door opens again.